Hello, everyone, and welcome into another edition of KVPI Let's Talk About It, a public affairs program of KVPI News. It's Cotton Festival time. We're recording this in advance, and we're going to play it back the week of the 66th, can you believe it, number 66, Louisiana Cotton Festival. And I have the man himself, Mr. Pat Daracel of the Cotton Festival Board. Pat, thank you for joining us again.
Thank you, Mark.
It's always a pleasure to have you with us, Pat. If I can get you a little closer to the microphone, and before we go through the whole week full of activities and events planned for this year, let's go back, Pat, a year ago. Looking back, and I know you and your members of your board have done that before. How was number 65? Was it a good festival for you and the board?
Oh, 65 was great. We had a great weekend. We had cool weather on the weekend. It brought back childhood memories of running in the streets to get to the carnival on the Friday and Saturdays, because it was it was kind of warm the Friday morning, but that evening we started getting real cool air. The Friday, the traditional fall weather.
Festival weather. Yeah, you want to have that cool weather.
And hopefully by this next couple of weeks, we should be in some of it, hopefully.
Good, good. Well, I know you guys have been, and I always ask you this, how far in advance do you start planning for the new year, Pat?
Well, normally what we do is, after we're done with the festival in October, usually around November, we sit down and, because, you know, we have to get some of the bands that we want early.
And you told me that these bands are, a lot of these are in high demand, so you got to book early.
Some are high demand, and some are penciled in way before we can even get our hands on them. So we try to get to them early, and that's the first thing we start doing, is that is getting our entertainment for that particular night of the street dance.
Right.
Because if we don't, then we have to kind of grab where we can to try to pull someone in.
So everything's all lined up? Do you have all your ducks in order for this year's festival?
Everything's falling into place. It's pretty repetitious. I guess after 66 years, and I often think of all the people that's been involved that's passed, and to know how much work they had at that time. At that time, they had the real big livestock show right here at the Civic Center, and they would do the cotton bale weighing, and all these activities, which was huge at the time. To think back then, how many people and how long it took to get everything organized.
Let's do a little before we go through the events. I want you to, and I know you, I try to jog your memory, and you don't want to leave anybody out. But who are those members of the board that work with you hand in hand each and every year? Let's do a little shout out.
Oh yeah, sure. Most of them. These guys and girls work their hearts out. Especially, the week of festival, like at home for us, and I know it's just like them. They have young families, and starting the Monday, you know, we have little quick meetings, and then Tuesday night it starts off, and you know, you're trying to work, you're trying to get the kids placed, you're trying to get supper cooked so you can go to all the activities, and your house is a disaster the week after. I can tell you that it's a disaster. It's a great cause, because we do it because we're passionate about it, because we want our community to still have a festival that we grew up with.
That's true. That's true. But everything begins, Pat, Tuesday night, the 8th, right?
That is correct. That's going to be our contredanse. And I was speaking with Melanie and her husband, Robert, who is the contredanse leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, believe it or not, they got over half of their dancers back from last year and added. They up to 37 dances this year. And these kids were ecstatic about it. She says they didn't even have to start asking. They were like, when do we start? When do we start
practice? That was probably one of the best decisions you guys ever made in bringing in these young people.
Yes. And, I mean, it's keeping a real, really, really good tradition that's still alive. You know, the contredanse was created and started up by Mr. Raymond Gilroy with the Lions Club. I want to say it was in 64 without looking in my I don't have my book with me, but as a project for the Lions Club, and to know we're still at it.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So everything starts Tuesday night, and it's going to be at the Civic Center,
At the Civic Center. We have Linda Swallow and the Friendly Cajuns, our house band that plays for the contredanse. We have, like I said, between, I think it's 37 dancers.
Wow.
Youth dancers, enough for three circles of their partners.
That's great.
And the parents just really enjoyed it. And Mel was telling me some of the ones that came back this year are really, she says, before they start, they've taken a lot of interest in the dancing. And so they've been teaching them the two steps, the ones that are wanting to get into it. So she says, we take them aside and show them the two steps and different steps that they want to learn. So I think that's really a big step forward to teaching our youth something that, you know, our parents grew up doing. And, in the older days, I'll say that was such a big night out when people would go out and, as you would know, the man and woman of the year. I know mom and them would go out dancing, and the festival had a big dance, the contra dance. Everybody was ready for 4 o'clock in the afternoon, mm-hmm. Getting their shoes ready. And it really shows that the kids, they really want to have a passion for it. So we're so glad that we're putting a little something in there for them, and they enjoying it.
And also the other big feature that first night, Tuesday night, Pat, is the – You crown the king and the queen of the nursing home.
Yes, this is something that they look forward to way in advance. Last year, I'll call her Mananan, was crowned queen, and she didn't know, and we didn't even know, because it's selected by the staff at the nursing home. So, you know, all the staff was there, and that was her first time. She had just got into the nursing home about a year or so, and she really loved being there.
Great.
And to know that she was selected as queen, that really, she was just overwhelmed with it. But I lost her in December on Christmas Eve, and it was a real heartbreaker for us, because that's pretty much all the family we had left from my mom's side. But she really, really had so much pride with that crown, and all the other residents in the nurse, they're so excited about it. So that's another reason why this contenance continues. It's for them.
Good.
It's not for us. It's for them, and they really enjoyed.
Good. And the admission charge for that Tuesday night is what, Pat?
I think it's $5 per head. And, of course, we invite all of the grandparents, the aunts and uncles to come and see the kids dance. And, of course, visit with our residents of the nursing home, which it's their night. And we really like to dedicate it to them.
It's the night that they shine.
They shine. Yeah. So true. So true.
Wednesday, you got some more activities.
Wednesday, we're going to have, of course, that's the opening night of the carnival, which is at 5. But we have the first items is going to be the 4-H starts with the cotton picking pet show, which also starts with the cookery. The cookery starts at 3, and they're going to have all different categories that we'll be judging in. Then at 4, the pet show starts right behind in the covered area behind the Civic Center. And, of course, there's tons of pets that show up, I can tell you that. And the kids really enjoy this. And we're so happy to sponsor this with the 4-H group because they really, really enjoy coming in the cooking process, the ones that's baking, the ones that are cooking. And, you know, it's kind of a hard job. You know, there's about 15 or 18 judges of us that we have to break down between several different categories. But it's worth it because they really have a lot of pride in their work. And, of course, kids, the more you encourage them and show their best, that's what they want to do, and that's what we respect about them.
And the thing that I think that I'm so happy that you and the members of your board, you kept that carnival coming. I mean, you can't, in my opinion, going back since I was a kid, when there was a festival, you look forward to those carnival rides, and you've kept bringing that carnival back, and you've got a number one carnival.
Yes, we're very blessed. Mike and Connie Featherston, which is the owners of Gold Star Amusements, it's one of the top line outdoor carnival attractions in the country. They've been rated several times for safety and background checks, for the cleanliness of their concession stands, for their rides. So I was so happy right after my second year as president, I was able to get them here. And it really has turned our carnival around drastically. Because of the part is he has such a large carnival. Of course, we don't have the amount of room we'd love to have everything. So he splits his carnival in two, so we can select what we want brought in. And they really do us a great job, and it's great to have. They're like family to us. We speak often over the year while we before the festival, and like I've always said, I wouldn't bring, if I'm not going to bring my kids to something that I feel that they're going to be safe and comfortable at, I want the people to know I pass that on for them as well.
Okay, and Pat, there will be bracelet nights as well.
Yes, bracelet nights are going to be the same as they always are. On Wednesday night, it'll be at 5 to 10, mm-hmm. Thursday 5 to 10, Friday from 1 to 5, Saturday from 1 to 5, and also Sunday after the parade, I think 1 to 5.
So you got it every day?
Yes, he always offers us the option to do tickets or bracelets. And, you know, years ago, people used to say, you know, Kitty Day is always Friday. Well, Kitty Day is every day now. Kitty Day is the only day that the old carnival would recognize a bracelet. But now it's Kitty Day, you can say, Wednesday through Sunday, because you can use the bracelet that you purchased for that one time.
And it's my understanding, Pat, that the only day where there is an admission charge to get into the festival is Friday. Am I correct?
Friday is the only day we have a gate fee, because that helps us defray the cost of our entertainment
street
for
dancing.
Friday night.
Right.
So I've had people say, well, you know, we like to bring the kids on Friday after school, and we want Kitty Day. I said, well, you have a chance. You can bring them Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, or Sunday if you don't want to pay the entrance fee. But I want them to understand, you know, this is how we can attract pay for bands.
Right.
For those that want to come to the street dance, our gate fees are not high. They're $6 per person. I think it's under 12. It's two, I believe, to get in. So the kids, it's $2 for them to come in, the teenagers. And this really helps us to try to defray some of the costs for the sound and for the bands that we hire. It doesn't cover all of it, but it helps.
Good. And speaking of that, that's your big musical entertainment night is Friday night, right?
Friday night. That's correct. This year, we went with a couple of favorites that we had, and people asked us to have them again. So, of course, you know, when the public asks us, we go online and start asking what they like. And so this year they asked if we'd bring back Ashton Dupre, which we will. He'll start at 7 o'clock. And then, of course, always a great crowd pleaser, Keith Frank and the Swallow Zydeco Band. He's going to start up at 10, till midnight. And they both fill up the pavilion. And so that's kind of like what we like to do. People, sometimes it's simple. They like simple. So that's kind of what we're doing. And they seem to be very satisfied with it.
Very, and they're both crowd favorites, believe
yes,
me.
They are. They are.
Saturday, another big day.
Saturday is a big day. That is going to be, you know, our visiting queens will be coming in. We're going to have our gathering that we recognize all of our royalty at Dr. Chuck Aswell's house. So thankful to him and his wife for opening his home for our queens. And, of course, the board and all the people who participate with the festival to try to welcome all of our visiting queens and recognize all of the contestants, as well as do the interviews for the queens. The contestants going to be running for the festival queen.
You're one of the few festivals that still have the tradition of bringing all these visiting queens to come in, and then they spend the night.
That's right? Correct. That is correct. A lot of them, they have, from what I follow Kelly, because Kelly takes care of a lot of that part of the festival. And I'm sure a lot of people might not know, you know, Kelly was president of the Louisiana Fairs and Festival Association 2 years ago. So that's a very large undertaking when you have all these festivals across the state come in for once a year for conference.
Uh-huh.
And everybody says we love to come to Ville Platte because we have a sleepover. They feed us well. They entertain us well. And they really enjoy being here with the queen.
Something that I failed to mention right at the beginning of the show. Your royalty for this year, Pat.
Royalty for this year.
Yes, sir.
First of all, I want to start with our parade marshal.
Okay.
This is an awesome, myself and Miss Mabel Foreman, who's on our board, who helps us with a lot of little things.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, when we're putting the names out there to select people for the royalty for the year, she gave us a name, and we decided we were going to surprise him. And we went to the nursing home. He's a resident of the nursing home. Mr. Maynard Fontenot. And so he's a World War II veteran from Ville Platte, and he's going to serve as our Grand Parade of Cotton. And when I tell you, this man was so excited and so knowledgeable and so appreciative and just loved being recognized and so thankful. And we're just excited that he took it. He's mobile enough to be able to ride in the parade. And he has some awesome stories and loves to sit down and visit with anyone who comes in a nursing home. He's always sitting out on the front porch or sitting down in the rocking chair. So it was just a great blessing to sit there and visit with him for a couple of hours and to know how appreciative he was of it.
Great.
And the next particular royalty we have selected is our Colonel Cotton, mm-hmm. along with our cotton pickers.
Right.
It's going to be Major Wayne Vedrine. Wayne Vedrine is from Evangeline Parish, just on the outskirts of Ville Platte. He is the Region 3 of State Police, and he accepted the duties of the Colonel Cotton position. So Wayne has been part of State Police for a long period of time, mm-hmm. and now has moved up to Major, which is a great honor, I find, for someone in our local community. So we want to recognize him, and he was very excited about that as well.
Great.
And this year's King... He is Dr. Dan Foreman. He's a professor with LSU Ag Center, and he serves with the state specialist of cotton and corn and grain. He's going to be our King Cotton, the 65th. And I'm sure some have been reading in some of the articles, you know, cotton's real big in the northern part of Louisiana. It's very, very big. And there. And his goal is to try to push it further down south like it used to be. Getting with farmers and educating them. There's not a big transition no more like it used to be, because it has come a long way, I'm sure, as everyone would know who was raised around in our area working and on farmers that was farming and planting cotton. So he's really been involved in this, so we're very proud to have him here, who was very big in the cotton industry.
Great. And the Queen Cotton, or the outgoing Queen Cotton, will be?
Miss Abigail Frugier, fine young lady. She's done an awesome job representing the Cotton Festival and the people of Ville Platte. She will be giving up her crown to Queen Cotton the 66th on the Saturday night at 5:30 at the coronation here at the Civic Center. And we have such a bond with all of our queens as they all stay in contact with us, believe it or not. We still get calls. Now it's Facebook, emails, texts, if anyone's, you know. But we get to meet a lot of them. They still come in to help us with the coronation and want to be involved in their they still call it their festival. We have some that drive from Baton Rouge, some from New Orleans, to be there for coronation.
Wow.
And to be part of it. So it's very honoring to know that they have that much pride in their title that they held, as well as their festival.
Good. And, of course, the big day is Sunday, October 13th, Pat.
Sunday, October 13th, of course, that's going to be our Grand Parade of Cotton, which will roll down Main Street at 12 o'clock, which will be down Main Street. We have floats coming in, which is taken care of, and all our royalty will be on floats.
I expect a lot of politicians will probably want to be in the parade, too.
There'll be some, because the election's this Saturday, so they're going to be, some will be waiting to come in. Yeah, we talked about that several times. So we
let's do a little plug for you there. For those politicians, other groups that would like to, it's not too late for them to enter.
No,
the parade.
They're welcome to call at City Hall. And they'll direct them to the secretary here, who is at City Hall, that's going to take care of the registration.
Okay.
And if you get there late Sunday morning, you don't have to worry. They're going to take care of you, getting you in a spot. And we welcome you. If you have old cars, whatever you have that you'd like to ride, the only horses we do allow is the Tonwa.
Mm-hmm.
We want to stress that because of liabilities. And four-wheelers as well, we ask that people... It's strictly going to be horses for the Tonwa.
Right.
But if you have old cars and stuff you'd like to show off, please join us. We'd love to have you.
Great. And it all begins with the Harvest Mass that morning.
Harvest Mass, that's correct. We're going to be at Queen of All Saints. They always so graciously take us for the Mass, and we're so thankful to them there, the parishioners of Queen of All Saints, and make us feel real welcome. They love having all the visiting queens, the royalty there, and get to visit with everyone after Mass. And like I said, right after that, we get them rolling for the parade and have them something to eat. And we just love having them here. And that's whenever they have to go back to, you know, a lot of the queens, when right after they get through with some of the festivals, they try to make 3 to 4 festivals a weekend. So a lot of them, when they leave us, they're probably going to make a little stop somewhere else, you know, because a lot of them are still in the areas where they at, maybe. So we try to get them on the road earlier. Because, of course, right after parade, we have Tonwall, which will be running at the industrial park immediately following the parade.
Great. So from the Mass to the Cotton Festival Grand Parade and then the running of the Tonwall, another fantastic way to end another great festival, Pat.
Most definitely. And I'd like to also note that this year we're going to be dedicating this year's festival to Peggy Ritter. Peggy was on our board for many years, so we lost Peggy several months ago.
She's done so much for the festival.
Very involved, and just really, really bled Cotton Festival, and we just really miss her a lot. And I know the residents at the village miss her because she took care of everything for them over there. And of course, the girls, they all knew Miss Peggy. It was coming in from all the festivals because, you know, she mothered them. And at conference, at the convention fairs and festival, everyone would come up to see her because, you know, she had seen them such and such and take pictures with everybody. And so this year we're dedicating the festival to her honor and memory.
Good. And again, and I'm sure you're probably getting the community support, businesses and corporations
sure.
that are supporting
our corporate
your
sponsors.
Festival.
Yes, our corporate sponsors are very, we're so appreciative to them, the banks, Clico, all of them that really, I've had a call, in fact, this morning about being a corporate sponsor. We don't do levels. You know, if anyone out there would like to be a corporate sponsor, if it's $100, if it's $200, we don't care what it is. If it's 5 pounds of boudin, 10 pounds of boudin, you own a business, love to have you. We recognize you on our stage for the Friday night and, of course, in our programs and on our radio ads and stuff. So give us a call or send us an email on our Louisiana Cotton Festival website or our Facebook page. That's the greatest way to contact all of us because we look at that and oversee that all day long and watching, see what comes in questions and stuff. And we encourage if you want to. We try not to overrate them too much because we want them to. We have a small town. We know all the businesses want to give to everyone, and it's hard sometimes that you can't. But we appreciate everything. I want everyone to know those that always give. We appreciate you unbelievable. Those that wish to give to us, we appreciate you as well. So don't ever forget that. And you're participating in a festival that's been here for 67 years.
One of the oldest in the state has to be, huh?
Us and Rice as a harvest festival. Wow. And Rice will be the following week after us. Now, without looking at my calendar yet, I think next year we go on a rotation. So Cotton's going to be the week after Rice.
After Rice.
So falls.
You're never on the same weekend.
No, we're never on the same weekend. So because it causes a problem. I've had people tell me, "Oh man, y'all late this year. You know why y'all so late?" And you should. I think it's every 6 years that we rotate off, because the float people have to be there in Rice as well as they have to be here. So it causes too much conflict. So one of us would have to move our parade. Of course, nobody wants to do that. And then our carnival also subs to them as well. So we just move back so Mike comes straight from Crowded to us. But I want to say
Kind of accommodate each other.
We want to accommodate each other, and that's how we do it. And if it's a week late, yeah, same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's the same thing. And my board, like I said, I have a great board that I get to work with every year. We all friends. Some of us have been involved. My first parade, if I remember right, it was in 82. That I helped.
So you've been involved since 82?
82, if I remember, without looking. I want to say that year, John Bro was king and Mona Demoiselle was queen. And I remember it rained a lot, a whole lot.
That's what sticks in your mind.
Yes, I remember that well. And from that time on, you know, I've been involved with helping Bob and with the parade and Raymond. And after that, I took over the parade for them. And then I took over the presidency, and now in my 16th year.
Wow.
And I mean, the community has been great to us. I'm very appreciative that they support us. We here every year in October. We want it to always be a tradition for their families. And it's probably one of the reasons that we work to keep doing it, is because it's something that we were raised in. So if we don't have anything of ownership, then we have nothing. So I encourage, and I was telling my kids, my youngest is 18, and they all danced, contre dance. One of them sang in the Cotton pickers and our cotton pickers, same thing. We have, I think, 6 or 7 that's lined up this year already. Don't even have to look for them. We get them right away. So we just like to be out there and have all their kids participate and be involved, and we want them to enjoy it. And hopefully, as they get older and they have families, they're still going to remember their community festival.
Great. Any closing comments that you'd like to make on behalf to invite people to come this week to the Cotton Festival, Pat?
Well, we're praying for good weather. Luckily, the good Lord has blessed us abundantly. Many, many years, no hurricanes, no rains. You know, that's happened to us twice. If you remember Lily, that kind of took care of things for us for a year there. And then 2 years after that, another round. So we're just very thankful to him that has blessed us to continue being who we are and using us to help keep this community festival going and alive. And as I was telling you earlier, I've officially will be resigning as president.
You're going to stay on the board.
I'll stay on an advisory position. I told my board about 3 years ago that I was going to eventually be stepping down. As my children get older, I don't want to take the chance to miss all of the great things in their lives that's going on. Even though Cotton Festival has been a huge part of my life for many, many, many years. And I just want to say thank you to all of our corporate sponsors who's been so kind to me. Our newspaper here, KVPI, Mark, and y'all staff have always been great to us. And you've always excited to see Festival come around. And thank our community for supporting us, because we work very hard. We want it to be a great experience every year for your families. And safe and enjoyable. We want the kids to enjoy the time of the carnival, have good eats and good memories. And I invite everyone to come and join us for the 67th annual Louisiana Cotton Festival here in the great city of Ville Platte.
And what is that slogan for this year's festival, Pat?
Come on out and have a cotton picking good time.
Picking, you can't beat that at all.
Not at all.
Hey, and t-shirts and early bracelets are available too. Where can they buy the t-shirts?
Well, we are waiting on our shirts. They should be ready, I want to say, possibly tomorrow. And the advanced bracelets, we normally get those the Friday before festival weekend.
So when we play this back, it should be available.
Should be available. And, of course, we will probably be back at Miss Darlene's at Cafe LaSalle to pick up t-shirts as well as the advanced bracelets.
Sounds good. Again, our special thanks to Mr. Pat Darrisell. Pat, we're going to miss our yearly interviews, but I know you've done a fantastic job, and I'm sure you're grooming someone to take your place to continue doing a wonderful job for the whole community. Pat Darrisell, president of the Louisiana Cotton Festival, for being our special guest on KVPI. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Martin.